János Kájoni's Book of Songs. We will talk about János Kájoni, the Franciscan scholar from the 17th century who was introduced in our previous program. We will discuss his largest religious printed song collection of that century. Kájoni published his books of songs, the Canti Onale Catholicum, in 1676, as the first publication of the Franciscan print shop that was founded by him in Csíksomlyó with the assistance of Friar András Kassai. One third of the songs that Kájoni collected and partially translated were written in Latin, and the other two thirds in Hungarian with instructions on the lyrics. At that time, it was customary to insert notes with the first word of the song as a reference. The book was a result of more than three decades of research and was a collection of songs. Besides the materials of Catholic and Protestant books of prayers, thoughts and songs were summarized and printed by him, and local Transylvanian songs were included in the Kájoni collection as well. The Canti Onale Catholicum from 1676 and its newer reprints from the 18th and 19th centuries are mentioned as Kájoni Canti Onale by Hungarian literature and music researchers. In Transylvania, Moldova, and Bukovina, it is called by its traditionally accepted name, Canti Onale or Canti Onales. The Canti Onale follows the customary structures of the 16th and 17th century books and the edition in different three, in this case, volumes. The first book includes the religious holidays and its songs, the material temporale from Advent through the Day of the Lord, June the 20th. The second volume consists of the least amount of songs, mostly sanctorale, songs about saints and hymns with their own or common lyrics. The third and final edition includes songs for funerals, vespers for Sundays, litanies, and the lyric of strophic passion. In the prologue, Kájoni talks about the importance of unity within the church and is a reasoning to publish his books. In his opinion, if songs are handwritten and passed around, in lieu of enough prints, it would change the lyrics, leading to their deterioration. Here he introduces his new initiatives as well, the Hungarian translations of the Ordinarium, parts of the Holy Mass. He also highlights the instructions in Hungarian language to the musicians playing during Vespers and Psalms. Kájoni intended to satisfy the needs of all religious youths by issuing the Canti Onale Catholicum. He wanted to serve all events with Gregorian lyrics. Folk songs, we find Passion, Jeremiads, and hymns with indications as to what part of the day they should be prayed. The Canti Onale Catholicum left a memorable effect on the religious practices of Catholics in Bukovina and Moldova. Folk traditions passed on their songs while reading from the various editions, mostly for viewing at funerals and other customs with the help of cantors, pious students, or volunteer singers.